family, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Here comes rigor mortis, and it's setting in. Ha!
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Wow. We're back.
Oh,
that's
my.
This is the new echo that
they've been telling us
about.
Huh?
Listen.
That is sad. Leave that like that.
What the hell?
Well, with the good Lord's will and the creek don't rise.
Oh, come on. What are they... They always do that to us. We're suckers. We're like other morons. We're back. I hope... Did you miss us, folks?
The Scully got an all-expenses-paid trip to the beach in California, and we get this.
Yeah. Well, boy, I'm going to go play with it. No, I can't.
I can't even
play with it.
Yeah,
let's
play with it. What the
see
heck?
It,
what are they doing there? That's not echo.
That's nothing. Well, that's... Oh, boy. WFMU. Station full of... Well, I'm sure glad they got that taken care of. Anyway, that was Link Ray with Dinosaur. That was a request from about... When was the last time we did this show? 2 months ago. Counting backwards, the Blue Notes, Rigor Mortis, The Storms, Thunder, The Contrails, Mummy Walk, and Don Schreyer, Pigtail. Wow,
that sounds really good.
Sure glad we gave up our little slapback for this.
People of Earth, attention. People of Earth, attention.
Yeah, I did it pretty
coil, man. It's just
if this was a real emergency, we'd get our ass out of here, so don't get too alarmed, folks. What? I got nothing.
No. Much better.
Thank you. Now we have quiet nothing. Oh, what are we going to do today, Bruce?
I don't know.
Well,
play records? Go home?
Nah, we're not going to do those things. They told me they would have... I mean, how long... I gave them, 2 months to get something together. You'd think they would have even, tried it.
Well, how's the chair?
Chair's okay.
Okay.
But there was only one 45 spindle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still amazed that there was, in a place like this, people would steal 45 spindles. We have a hillbilly hangover, we have a blues hangover, and a vibe report, soul caboose. Tickets for the Real Kids and the Fleshtones at Maxwell's.
It's a great bill.
We're supposed to have Sonny Burgess next week, although you know how our special guests never show up. We're not going to show up.
Yeah.
He can show up, no. Sounds great.
That's really neat. It's like one of those slide whistles.
Digital technology.
It's like Bozo, you know?
We have a lot of news.
To our winners and almost winners.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of news.
We got a lot of news.
Oh, man. God, that really hurts.
I'm wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Mm. Well.
Go.
I do hate this place. Okay, I got one by the Sun label queued up right now. To Jesters.
Yeah.
wish I hadn't said that.
Week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I left my baby with tears rolling down his cheeks. Yes, I left my baby with tears rolling down his cheeks. He said, tell me, baby, tell me when will we meet? I used to love to hear him call my
Well, whip, whip, whip.
She looked to me, where can it be? Where's your Cadillac car? A Cadillac car,
Cadillac car.
Where can I get me a Cadillac car? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can. Will get it?
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Girl. Oh, she was so sweet. She said to me, where can it be? Where's your diamond ring? A diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
Where can I give me a diamond ring? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can with it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it. Get it.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Now it seems to be echoing a little.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's good as well.
Gee, I feel almost good.
Almost.
Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps, get it. Eddie Cochran singing in the background there. Remember that name, it may come up again today.
Okay.
Big Mabel Rockhouse, Little Boo and his Blue Angels, Yeah, Yeah, Miss Anne. That's a fascinating record. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Ah, the Fort Wayne sound.
Yeah, it kind of was. The Carnival Records, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Nathaniel Meyer going back to the Village of Love, and Jim Dickinson and the Jesters, Cadillac Man, the Last Good Son record, as it's known. Around my parts. And we got things to renounce. Well, tonight is the Real Kids, probably their first greater metropolitan area appearance in about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fleshtones will be opening up, or maybe the Fleshtones are headlining. Fleshtones are headlining. Well, that's a good double
bill.
We got tickets for that a little later.
Mm-hmm.
See, Monday is Johnny Johnson, Chuck Berry's former piano player at Tramps. Wednesday, Roscoe's Gang, along with the Del Fuegos and...
Who's in the Del Fuegos now?
Del Shannon. Del Shannon and the Del Fuegos. Go to Blazes is on that, and Greg Trooper and Havorka.
Havorka.
Havorka. That's at CBGB's Wednesday.
Unplug.
Roscoe has the master of the advertising slogan. The Vibe Meister presents an evening of heaviosity. That's what he says.
Heaviosity, kids.
And we're not allowed to plug Gogorama, so I won't. Don't go because I told you. And next Saturday on the Hound Show, I believe we're supposed to have Sonny Burgess, but you know how that always goes with our special guests.
Well, yeah, especially if Mr. T hooks us up with them.
Right, but you guys are playing with Sonny Burgess, right?
Yeah.
Are you backing him up, too?
No, I wish.
Just, you're fronting him up, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
we got news?
We're taking up the rear from the front. Yeah, we got a big stack of it. You know, also, tonight is the Action Swingers at CBGB's featuring Chris
the Animal Cush on guitar.
Chris Cush's grunge rock debut.
Wow. You don't want to miss that, folks.
No way.
At the Umfug, where all good music is smelled.
Uh-huh.
Should I
pick from the pile?
I'll just blindly draw a news story. And
the winner is...
Oh, I don't want to do this story.
Tote board.
I don't want to do that story.
Okay, we'll blindly draw another one then, man.
I'll tell you why later I don't want to do those stories. I'll draw up on my own pile here.
Okay.
San Antonio, a nightclub dancer says a patron bit her on the rear end, but the man says it was an accident and complained that one of his teeth had been loosened. So, Richard Fife Courage, 29, a carpet cleaner, was charged with assault and with bodily injury. Dina Merriman, who was the dancer, she suffered two puncture wounds to her right buttock. She told police she was bending over on stage at PT's show club when Kerr bit her. Then walked away holding his mouth, complaining of loose teeth.
Ow, my teeth!
It's a hard body for you.
How about it? Oh, jeez. I got nothing over here, man. I hit the lean vein.
Oh, well.
Smog sale.
Let's proceed directly on to Blues Hangover with Larry Dale.
Judge, I told all the people that was living under us that I was having a party in my house and making a whole lot of fuss. I said, ain't no use to you a coming upstairs knocking, because everybody'll be having a ball and the whole house will be rocking. I'm letting the doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. My doorbell rang. The landlord knocked on my door. He says, you're making too much noise. I says, come on in the room, Mr. Landlord, and have some fun with the boys. The old man looked around. He says, give me time to think. He ducked in the kitchen. He says, what you got to drink? I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yeah, you better know I'm letting my doorbell ring. The window and I headed for the roof. I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. Well, now I done had my fun. Now I'm on the run, Judge. But I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Well, somebody's fishing. They've been fishing in my pond. Oh, somebody's fishing. They've been fishing in my pond. I'm glad I've eaten up all my fish. Don't mind, I'm fishing, rod, reel, or pole. Seem like they're catching my feet by mudding out the hole. I cry, yeah, baby, somebody been fishing in my pond. Well, eating up all my fish, they must be grinding up the ball. To the river, didn't see no track. I saw the catching little fish, they weren't even going back to cry. Yes, baby, somebody been fishing in my pond. Well, eating up all my fish, they must be grinding up the ball. Didn't get suspicious till the last day or two. I found my next door neighbor was cooking dishes too. I got, oh yeah, somebody been fishing in my pond. grinding up the ball.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Early in the morning, about to break the day. Baby went away. Crying in pain won't do no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. Love you, baby, I can't help myself. I wouldn't mistreat you for no one else. Hugging and kissing late at night. Right. Tell me now, baby, what you're trying to do. Trying to love me as some other man do.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss colony California pale dry sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss colony pale dry sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss. With Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss. Colony wine.
The greatest.
Caress me, babe. Like a winter red tree. I want you to love me, baby.
find it some constructive use.
I'm gonna get Big Boy Hogan's to come down and dig your grave and bring me my pick and shovel so I can chunk that in your face. I'll be right down at your bearing, be riding in my V8-4. Because you think you're so wise, darling, well, ooh, good, I declare you don't know. You're giant, your insurance, you better make it sick and accident, too. You keep a mess with me, girl, you know something might happen to you, and I'll be right down at your bed. Be riding in my vehicle. Well, you think you're so wise, darling, well, but I declare you don't know. My gasoline in the morning, check my oil late tonight. I don't have to worry, cause I know everything's all right. And I'll be right down at your bed, be riding in my vehicle. Because you think you're so wise, darling, well, who could I declare you don't know. Bring the doctor, babe, I'ma bring the undertaker, too. All three of us will be waiting to see what did become of you. And I'll be right down at your bearing, be riding in my vehicle. Now, well, you think you're so wise, darling, well, who could I declare you don't know.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
So, Hal, in WFMU, East Orange, those scratchy old batch of 45s, including ones I was just going to get rid of because they were so scratchy. I think I bought the wrong copy of at least two of those.
Well, you should take a tip from that guy in Canned Heat and just break the extra copies.
Yeah. Willie Love V8 Ford on the trumpet label. That wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
That copy of Jimmy Reed, Caress Me Baby, that has seen better days.
So that
I
was
do
bad.
Have better,
I think you did try to break that one.
Yeah, I have a better copy. I screwed up. I bought the wrong one. Billy Boy Arnold, I Wish You Would. Lee Jackson, Fishing in My Pond. That's just a mess. Nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, folks, it's a new segment here on the Hound Show.
Really
the surface noise
scratchy
set.
Records.
Uh-huh.
Larry Dale, Let the Doorbell Ring, opened it up in VG minus.
Oh, Lord.
Nice pick sleeve, though.
Where are we?
I don't know. News time?
Here's a good
cheerful little story that I like.
Let's let the listeners judge.
Rookie cop 22 shoots self in head. What more can I say? How about those New York cops, though?
Mm.
The little protest rally down at the City Hall.
Yeah, did the PBB, whatever, did they actually pay for the booze? Are they still trying to work that out?
I think they walked out on the bar tab, is what I think, in mass.
That war of racial epitaphs between what's his name? Sleepy the Mayor and Cranky the...
the head
Giuliani,
of
Giuliani, whatever his name
well,
is.
Well, Giuliani and the head of the PBA... both are definitely bordering on I don't know what you'd call it. They're in Dave Duke territory, definitely, especially the head of the PBA. But I think what they should do is they should take this latest batch of New York cops and just send them all to England and teach them to be football fans over there.
Really?
Nothing.
They got to install like I think the thing, you know, when the occasion when they have the seats that collapse, what it actually is a trap door mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
and a fine invention.
Yeah, really.
What do you got there in the news?
Las Vegas. The driver of a potato chip truck was beaten and robbed after two men discovered the Vegas chips he was hauling were not poker chips, police said. The driver was accosted at knife point Tuesday and forced to drive to a moat area where the robbers demanded he, quote, turn over the chips, end quote. A Bugs Bunny gag. The robbers became irate, naturally, when they learned the truck contained snacks. They hit the driver on the head, then fled after stealing his keys and an undisclosed amount of money. Dick Falk, vice president and general manager of Vegas Chips, said the cargo was clearly identified, said the company logo displays a bag with potato chips and gaming chips coming out of it.
It's a bleeding packet of crisps.
Yeah, sorry.
Boy.
Salt and vinegar
idiots.
For you. They ain't making them any smarter, that's for sure.
In fact, they're making them even dumber.
Not, I guess they make them plain, but they grow them dumb.
You might want to know, this is just a parenthetical aside.
Peripatetical?
Yeah, George Bush vetoed the cable TV bill.
Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out his son, Neil, the one who was involved in the Silverado Savings and Loan, is an executive at what cable TV company?
So
Transmedia.
Ah, Transmedia.
He works at a cable company called Transmedia, who have heavily lobbied against this cable TV bill.
Mm-hmm.
I think it helped hiring George's son. Just what you'd like to know.
Hippies at Heart can take the Deadhead look into the boardroom thanks to Grateful Dead guitarist Jerry Garcia. It says here, the Jay Garcia neckwear collection, based on 8 of Garcia's drawings, was launched earlier this month at Bloomingdale's. Ties are adaptations of Garcia's works, ranging from sketches to watercolors, says Nora Sage, Garcia's art representative. This is great. Quote, Jerry's kind of like a slumbering genius in a lot of fields, end quote, she said. One tie features a repeating frog design and another an ornate fish, quote again, with a kind of funny expression on his face, end quote.
Kind of funny.
He is a slumbering genius.
Quote, the quote of the month, definitely. I was down in Florida for most of the month of September. I picked this out of the newspaper. It just struck my funny bone. I don't know what. Pompano Beach Police Spokesman Sandra King said, speaking of this murder that was in the paper, said, Gary went berserk. He beat her up, then he had sex with her, then he realized she was dead.
It's a hard way to find out.
I guess she wasn't the most responsive partner in life. I don't know.
Mm.
Well,
and we're dead.
What do you say, Hillbilly Hangover? That was kind of a lead into it. Is that a good idea?
It's okay with me, man. You're
sure.
Driving.
No, you're... No, I want it to be good for you, too, Bruce.
Oh. Have you tried the Echo lately?
Yes, it's working well.
Hillbilly Hangover.
Okay. Al Barkle. Or is that Al Barkel?
My baby went out and stayed out all night long. Now she called me up about 5:25 just to pick me up. Daddy, I don't want to drive. 10 minutes later, her boyfriend called. Come on, baby, let's have it all. She was jumping from 6 to 6. 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 She got herself in a heck of a fix. In a heck of a fix, come staggering in the door about 1:45. Asked me, Daddy, did I do wrong? Stepped aside, brought her back.
she would jump from six to six. 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 She got herself in a heck of a fix. Jumping from six to six. Jumping from six to six. Jumping from six to six. Jumping from six to six.
I don't know. I don't know.
Say my love ain't enticing. You say my cake has no icing. Offered my heart, you just dumped it. So I bought a brand new trumpet. She's got dimples, man, she's lovely. And she thinks the world of me. If you want my love, you better show it. I got a new trumpet and I'm gonna blow it. Gonna take the bankroll, give you a sad long road to travel. Told your friend you had me sewed up, but today the thread unraveled. Stop being nice, gonna be rowdy. If the sun don't shine, let it be cloudy. On a bad crop, go ahead and sow it. I got a new trumpet and I'm gonna blow it.
Approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me.
But don't ever think you can tie me down. I'm gonna stay foot loose and fancy free. So jump like mid-track, move out and let the fruity gals in me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory.
I don't know. I don't know.
Too much lipstick on my collar. Done spent down to my last old dollar. Too late now to gripe and holler, cause I can't go home like this. My tongue gets so heavy when I try to talk. My legs turn to jelly when I try to walk. It's closing time, but I'll have to balk. I just can't go home like this. Well, my baby told me when I left home, she said, I'll give you your last warning. You better be home by a quarter to eight. I don't mean tomorrow morning. My eyes are red, my head's in a spin. Look what an awful shape I'm in. I done slipped up and I done it again. I can't go home like this. Tomorrow morning. Well, my eyes are red, my head's in a spin. Look what an awful shape I'm in. I done slipped up and I done it again. I can't go home like this. I'm as loose as a goose and high as a kite. Ain't it a shame, ain't out of sight. I guess I'll have to sleep in the alley tonight, cause I can't go home like this.
I don't know. I don't know.
Lady love
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
WFMU East Orange. Hillbilly Hangover. Jack Earls, Take Me to That Place. That's a great song.
It is cool.
I think we've narrowed it down. That is the first rock and roll song about a nut house. Ray Price, or very early Ray Price recording, I Can't Go Home Like This.
More Hank Williams than Hank Williams.
Well, he was Hank's roommate. He sounded like...
Even used his band once, Audrey.
Audrey, yeah. Faring Young, live Fast, Die Young. It's a request item. Malcolm Yelvington, Trumpet. Al Barkle, Jumping from Six to Six. Jimmy Wilson number.
Hey, boy, howdy, you all.
Well, we got... Roscoe is playing Wednesday at CBGB's. It's Roscoe's kind of like a, he's doing like a showcase. It's Roscoe's gang.
It's Roscoe's Rock and Roll Circus.
Right. Del Fuego's, Go to Blazes, Greg Trooper, and Havorka.
Havorka. Ka.
And there's the Flesh Tones and the Real Kids Tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Quite a bill.
Next week on the show, we're supposed to have Sonny Burgess, but you know how these things go.
Mm-hmm.
We got, in the last...
Let's not forget the Action Swingers featuring Chris Grunge Rocker Cush.
Chris the Animal Cush.
With a whole bunch of bad bands.
Last time we did a show, I guess it was in middle of August.
Maybe good bands, I'm sorry. No, I made this mistake
before. When did we do our last show?
I forget.
But I remember it was right after that Daily News article.
About
college radio and idiotic.
Yeah, but this is great. This is college radio without the college.
Right. Well, I had to drop a. I had it. They identified me on the wrong station and everything. I had to write
a
letter.
They call you the French guy?
Try to straighten out David Hinckley. No, they put me on some. It was just retarded. So I had to write a letter to Dave Hinckley and straighten him out.
You couldn't straighten out David Hinckley with a Louisville Slugger.
We got a letter back from him. I thought I'd go through the Hound mailbox and read it. Dear Mr. Hound. Not Mr. The Hound, so he's already... Yeah. We make mistakes. The Five Keys said so. Unfortunately, under the present circumstances, the news does not have a large fact-checking staff. In fact, they don't have any. No. They depend
on
the people like
inspector.
Me. And when we get it wrong, it probably gets in print wrong. Sorry about that. For what it's worth, I don't think you're swiping any student position. So what was the station you said you were on again? WMCA, WPLJ, WLTW? Is that the Light FM station? That's what I want to be on. Anyway, I do like your show, Bad Attitude, Great Record Collection, and actually have mentioned it in print, in passing, I grant you. But sometimes even attaching it to the correct radio station, I'm quite amiable to do something more substantial.
Amicable?
Amenable.
Amenable.
Anyone ever tell you write letters like you talk on the radio? Cheers. David Hinckley. Well, I think I can start writing letters to John Hinckley.
Fan mail from some flounder. Both eyes now on the same side of his head.
Yeah, but that's basically that's the end of that story.
I want you to get mail from Dan Aquilante, the guy with the headphones.
He's the one in the post, right?
Or William Norwich, the guy that looks like he's had a super glue accident and his hand is stuck to the side of his face.
He's good, yeah. Columnist. I like Ray Kerrison.
Mm-hmm.
He gets paid to do that, and I don't get paid to do this. That just wigs me out completely. I mean, really, I should just drive my car off a cliff.
He is quite a piece
I'm
of
sorry,
work.
I should drive Brian's car off a cliff.
Cool.
Cosette Wright, age 35, was charged in... This is back in May, but we just caught on to it. Was charged in May with stabbing her daughter, Denisha, age 20, on Mother's Day in Omega, Nebraska. That's probably Omaha, but... After an argument over who was the better mother...
Well, that settles that once and for all.
But now we don't know who the better mother... We'll never know who the better mother is.
It does take on a sort of chicken and egg consistency there, doesn't it?
Yeah. I always like stories like this. A 29-year-old man in Moab, Utah, fell to his death off of the north rim of the Grand Canyon. He was backing up while having his picture taken. Back a little further.
A little further.
Wait, the little red light's blinking. Is that good?
Yeah. Well, Wilbur...
Guys, yeah, like falling off a bike, you never forget how. Mars face, light principles, bowling killing.
My news Geiger counter just went crazy.
Bowling Center, killing? Minnesota. A man died Wednesday after he was beat up by fellow bowlers in a dispute over a rented bowling ball. It was just a stupid fight over a bowling ball that escalated and tempers flew, said the victim's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, I guess now, Laura King. Mark Robert Bullard, 28, of Brooklyn Park, was unconscious and bleeding when officers arrived at Earl Brown Bowling in this Minneapolis suburb. He died at a hospital. King said she was bowling with Bullard and two others when a group of nine started bowling in the next lane and took Bullard's ball. Police said Bullard was hit several times and fell, possibly striking his head on a table. An autopsy said Bullard died of a blunt force injury. No weapons were involved, police said. Not even the ball.
Wow.
Or they can bury him in the shoes.
On that note, I think...
So much for your Geiger counter, huh?
We should do Soul Caboose.
More scratchy 45s.
Here's
a rare scratchy 45. This is, without a
scratch
doubt,
in a
my
very
favorite,
rare way.
My favorite Volt record.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Kirk, the Hog.
Come on, everybody, let's do the Hog.
I'm going to be swinging with the Fabulous Amazes at the Marigold Ballroom on Friday, June 24th. Boy, there's going to be a swinging show. The show starts at 8 o'clock, so come on and join me for an all-star show. We're going to be doing the dog and all the rest of that stuff. Have no fear, the dog is here.
To join in, because this is where you throw your voices in. And if you ain't got no voices, throw in what you got.
Ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
Do 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 do
shotgun wedding. Cause your father got the gun, and there ain't no place to run. Shotgun wedding, and oh, yeah. Job, yes I have, for you, me, the baby makes three. Shotgun, 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 shotgun wedding, and oh, oh yeah. If you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, shotgun,
shotgun,
shotgun, shotgun,
shotgun,
shotgun,
shotgun,
shotgun wedding,
shotgun,
shotgun. Now somebody please come rescue me. And oh yeah, Lord, 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 shotgun.
This is a hit!
Now what? meanwhile, back in the States.
This is WFMU. I am the Hound, and that was Soul Caboose. Eddie Kirk, The Hog, Part 2. That's it, my favorite Volt record.
What's Part 1 like?
That's what we opened up with.
Oh.
Ada Ray, Did I Give Our Love a Chance? Roy C., The Shotgun Wedding.
I gave the whole thing away, didn't I?
Rufus Thomas, right? You can tell Bruce really pays attention to the show.
Yeah,
Rufus Thomas can't get away from this dog, although Bruce can get away from this dog. We heard Eddie Kirk, The Hog, Part 1. And there we go.
So that's what Part 1's like.
That was Part 1.
We'll go back to it for Bruce. Okay, here's Part 1.
I'm so humiliated.
Part 1.
This makes for such great radio, too.
Okay, now that's the beginning of Part 1.
Uh-huh.
This is the beginning of Part 2.
This would be Part 2 coming up then.
Yeah, this is Part 2.
It kind of starts in the middle.
Okay?
Well, I notice that's a common thing with Parts 2.
Yeah.
They seem to have begun in the middle. You know,
I like when they go, turn this record over, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to, speaking of bad ideas, I got all kinds of weird stuff I haven't played yet today. I got a record of a guy singing in pig Latin.
Yes.
We got a lot of Scrugga. Hey, Scratchy 45, a Link Ray doing Marianne.
Do tell.
But there was one incredibly bad idea. I hope I brought it with me.
I hope so, too. What are you talking about?
Like a real Crew Cuts kind of white group doing Stranded in the Jungle.
Oh, yeah. What, you mean
badly.
More white than the New York Dolls?
Right. More white than the New York Dolls. Listen to this.
Message back home. But how was I to know that the wreckage of my plane had been caused by someone who was with my girl in Lover's Lane?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, it makes
like an Elvis movie they never made.
Yeah, it makes Sylvain look like a genius.
True.
Leave this in the background. I almost sort of like it. It's so stupid. Actually, some folks called in. They were having a little Elvis cookathon from the Elvis's Favorite Recipes cookbook. Bon appetit, folks.
Yeah, delicious. So
feel free to mail us a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the jungle.
What else is going on? Our old pal Irwin, speaking of...
Oh, yeah,
of
he's
which.
Got something fairly cool going on at his show, yeah.
My personal
let me get this events and listings thing. It's probably on here, but it's probably not. Oh,
yeah, this sounds like a really cool thing.
The 50s of Shall Not Die in Vain. Join old pal Irwin in his Space Age Bachelor Pad this Wednesday, September 30th, 2 to 4 p.m. on WFMU. Enjoy the musical Novocaine by the likes of Esquivel, Martin Denny, Russ Garcia, Dean Elliott, Jay Gordon, Les Baxter, and others who's...
All of those records folks, that you see in the bins that like have really cool covers but you wouldn't be caught dead listening to?
We've revived everything. But it is great. It's great, like, house cleaning music. I've heard Irwin do a show like that once before, and it was absolutely fantastic.
More head cleaning music, you cohabitators.
Head cleaning. Let's get rid of this and put the
New York Dolls on that.
Yeah. Oh.
A trickle of sound.
Better police for a better police State Department.
Clear that throat.
Where is it?
Unaccustomed as you are to public speaking.
Des Moines, Washington, police frustrated by their inability to convict prostitutes in sting operations have, unless sex actually occurred, yet prohibited themselves from having sex with the prostitutes, revealed in April that they had hired a convicted rapist, Robert Berdu, age 29, to do the dirty work for them. This is what police do with
the right
man
for the right job. They delegate authority and they use discretion in the field.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. London magistrate fined a couple for having sex and smoking in a non-smoking compartment on a train. Quote, it was only on their action in lighting up the cigarettes that the witnesses actually came to them and complained about their behavior. England for you. Prosecutor Nazir Afal told the court on Thursday. John Henderson, 29, and Zoe Darcy, 19, were each fined $142 for violating the smoking regulation and committing an Eastern Act during the May 25th incident. Mind if we smoke?
I don't know. What do you think? We got somebody on line one. You think that's Roscoe, or do you think that's...
It might be Sue.
Yeah, it's your girlfriend.
Well, put him on the air and see what happens.
Should we put him on the air? Okay, let's do that. How do we do this again? Airline.
How much money is there in the Bowling for Dollars jackpot?
What do you got in the bowling?
Get hung up. Maybe it's listening. Whoever it was. Well.
Yeah.
So much for the listener sting operation.
Where is that vibrator? In February, Roman Catholic parishioners in Sluis, Netherlands were disturbed by loud noises that interrupted their worshiping. Open the curtains of the confessional to find a man and woman having sex inside.
Very healthy.
Yes. As opposed to the usual. I did have a Catholic church, insurance update. Oh, no. Here it is. Chicago, the nation's second-largest Roman Catholic archdiocese, will set up a toll-free hotline, an independent panel, to handle complaints of sex abuse by priests.
Nice.
Isn't that amazing? In 1963, a church panel has investigated accusations against 59 priests. This is in one archdiocese.
Mm-hmm. Got a big one.
Yes. The second biggest.
A big one and sort of a earthy, warm one.
This Engelbert Humperdinck news. Oh, this is my kind of story. Mm-hmm. Long Island teen sets mom on fire. Okay. That's the best part of the story. A Long Island teenager set his mother on fire after she told him to stop beating the family dog.
Fair's fair.
Emily DeMore, age 47, of Inwood, was flown to Nassau County Medical Hospital,
a.k.a. Crispy,
with burns over 13% of her body. Her 16-year-old son, Eric, was charged with attempted arson and assault. Eric, an unemployed high school dropout, does not get along with any member of his family, quote-unquote, said a genius at the Nassau detective squad.
Mm-hmm.
The alleged assault began when Mrs. DeMore told him to stop mistreating your collie. He's beating the dog, and she told him not to. Eric threatened to burn the house down, went outside to get his gas can. His mother followed him.
Eric, don't get the gas can.
His 9 and 10-year-old brothers inside with the dog. Eric poured gas on her and lit it with a lighter. The 9-year-old and a neighbor smothered the flames. Stray arrow kills circus performer, Avenue, France. This is great. A trumpet player in a traveling circus was struck in the face and killed in a crossbow. Well, I like this one too. A crossbow arrow went astray during an act. Now here comes the kicker, Bruce. Krzysztof Basius, 24, of Poland, was struck under the eye Monday at the Christine Gruss Circus. He died of brain damage yesterday at the hospital in Avenue in south central France. The circus archer, Tony Benzalizi, was trying to burst a small balloon held by a partner about 30 feet away. The arrow flew past the protective shield set up behind the target and into the orchestra area. Brudelisi, the son of the circus manager, was questioned by police but not held. The troupe resumed performances last night.
Oh, boy.
Three-ring circus.
Something for boys in the band.
Yeah. Well, we are waiting for Roscoe. But here, in the rock star temper tantrum, right? Temper tantrum. What did I say?
With the record skipping.
Where
You've done the same thing twice now.
Okay. At a concert in Warwick, Rhode Island, singer Patti LaBelle was 90 minutes into her performance when she stopped singing, complained to the audience that the seafood platter she had been served backstage before the show contained only 7 shrimp, then walked off.
Man. I think a rider said 8 shrimp.
A rider specifically said 12 shrimp.
She's meant 12 shrimp.
And they were supposed to be deveined. They still had the lady in.
Boy. Okay. One more. Let's hope Roscoe. I talked to Roscoe. Roscoe maybe he's mad. He called me this afternoon. I had like 5 phone calls. They all came in on time, and I was trying to do some delicate contract negotiations for the thing I'm not supposed to mention being overwhelming. Denver police charged Van Cleve, 26. Denver police charged Lawrence Van Cleve, 26, with attempted burglary after finding him wearing nothing but his socks stuck in the kitchen vent of the Valley Cafe. An employee who arrived at 5 a.m. heard a man shouting, "Help me!" and called 911.
Help me, I'm naked.
Police found the 6'2", 175-pound Van Cleve wedged in a 14-inch diameter pipe. His arms were on the roof near his clothes. His torso was trapped in the pipe, and his legs were dangling from the ceiling opening.
He was stuck
that way for 5 hours.
Oh, man. Imagine, like, this sort of toilet seat ring, you know, around his middle.
broad boy, Brian and Renica really went out of their way to come up with some fine news for our comeback. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Renica. Floyd Jules, age 53, of Abbeville, France, was so eager to try a YouTube pay that he stopped his car, spread the special glue, and put on the hairpiece. Then he lighted a cigarette.
Uh-oh.
The fumes from the glue ignited, right, causing the car to explode and killing him. Bruce, should we just bomb without him?
Just because there's snow on the roof doesn't mean there's not fire in the furnace, folks. Woman convicted of rape. I mean, some of this stuff is...
You know what we're going to do? We've got to give away... We have two pairs of tickets to The Real Kids and The Flesh Tones. That's tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken. And you know how we're going to give them away? When we do our VOM set...
Sandy.
If we ever do get to the VOM set, yeah, what we're going to do is... the fourth song into the set will be a Real Kids
song. That's four. That's IV. Okay.
Fourth song in the set will be a Real Kids song.
A, B, C, D.
And this song was originally recorded by somebody else.
Someone
different guy,
else.
Not the Real Kids. Yeah, somebody other than the Real Kids did it originally. You tell me who somebody else, like the guy who did the song originally, is.
Get
and
it?
Then you call 678-7743 and you get two tickets for the Real Kids.
201-678-7743. Not now, unless you're Roscoe.
And if we don't get a correct answer on this question, they go to Bruce's girlfriend. Both sets of tickets. She could bring all her friends. How's that?
Was
that
fair? I thought she was going to go see the Action Swingers, but...
Oh, well, forget it.
Did you talk to her?
No, I didn't. We tried to
what
put her on the
say?
Air, but she said, well that's probably her. Well, since Roscoe's not here, we might as well put her on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's the correct answer?
Yeah. What do you got in the Bowling for Dollars jackpot?
I don't know. You don't know, man.
That's not your girlfriend, Bruce. Let's keep trying.
No.
And there's no Roscoe. That's okay. We're gonna give up on everybody.
Uh huh.
How's that?
Well, that echo does sound good. How do you think that compares with digital to tape? It breaks up like gas, man. That's cool.
Boy, we've been on mic a long time. Fourth song on the set, everybody. Real Kid song. Identify the original version of the song.
Song
201-678-7743. Two tickets. Flesh Tones and Real Kids. Tonight, Maxwell's Hoboken.
Great bill.
Right now, we got Lou Reed and the Roughnecks on turntable number 7.
Hiya, jocks. You see, MC'd one of them 24-hour telethons and took in $7, pledges and all. And you got 1,000 requests for a record by Lily Pons, so you play it and get a rep as the first sick DJ. And that delicatessen which used to send up all those free sandwiches starts charging you for them. Save your money. And you just had a coughing attack in the middle of a cough drop commercial, and they just banned your theme. Is that what's for real today, booby? Hey there, Beery. You say your wife decides to sit with you on that all-night show. She says she heard a lot of voices. And since you said Paul Anka's getting old, a heavy-set girl on a motorcycle seems to be stalking you. And you just interviewed a guy with blisters all over his mouth, and you both used the same mic. And the station manager keeps telling you you'd be great on TV. The trouble is he keeps saying it all the time now. And you just bit your tongue trying to talk like a hipster. Is that what's taking the zing out of your pitch today, Pagliacci?
Give me love.
Hey there, boo-boo. You say you got a lot of mash notes from someone named Billy, and you find out it's a man. And your engineer cuts you off the air, locks the control room door, and takes over. Little prank by a sweet, cocky kid. And a guy gives you a free record and pulls out a badge. And your health food sponsor just found out you're 5 foot tall and weigh 246 pounds. And on your first live discussion panel, everybody gets drunk and a fist fight breaks out with a lot of dirty words. You're lucky nobody was listening. And another 1,000 postcards just come in for that Lily Pons record. Is that what's got you spinning at 78 today, Busker?
We have two wieners, folks. We have two wieners. Shed your dimes.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, WFMU, the Standells. Just had an urge to hear that today. I don't know why.
It's because
it's kind of like classic rock at this point, right?
Squished high-end thing, man. Such a cool-sounding record.
Good guys don't wear white.
You bet.
The Real Kids did Eddie Cochran tune My Way. Congratulations to our winners.
I think we can safely announce our celebrity winners. Nobody in the right mind would claim to be either of them. congratulations, Rick Sullivan and Lynn Vaughn.
Yeah, rock stars on every end of the game today.
Rock stars, pornographers, the works.
I heard the Stones with Connection. The Mods from New Jersey did Ritual. Absolutely fantastic record.
Mm-hmm.
And the Roughnecks opened up You're Driving Me Insane. And we didn't get a vibe report in case you were locked in the bathroom trying to avoid one. Don't forget the Real Kids tonight with the Fleshtones at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Quite a bill.
Quite a bill.
Quite a crowd already.
Yeah.
Cool.
And also the Action Swingers tonight at CBGB's,
formerly
featuring Bruce Bennett.
But no longer.
He left for musical differences.
Why did I leave? Yeah. I thought I left for scheduling differences.
Not featuring Chris the Animal Kush. And that's in Roscoe's Gang Wednesday night at CBGB's.
Mm.
Johnny Johnson, the Chuck Berry piano player, Monday at Tramps.
I saw Johnny Johnson.
Next week on the Hound Show, Sonny Burgess.
That's for that personal rock anecdote.
Ah, a vibe report. Holy smoke, Bullwinkle.
This trick never works.
No. Let's try it anyway.
Hello?
Hello, the Hound.
Roscoe, hey.
So tardy.
Not bad.
So lovely. I missed the vibe report.
But you know what's cool? You called in right as we finished the vibe set, so we didn't even have to break in anything. It worked out good.
Oh, beautiful.
This is really good. Let me just find your vibe music. I was just hoping that was you and not somebody like wanting to know if I can, you know, announce, ask them where the, you know, people call, oh, where are the Smashing Pumpkins playing tonight?
The Smashing Pumpkins?
Why, you know what I mean. You're asking something that you don't, that I wouldn't in my... ever possibly know.
The Hound Concert Hotline.
Yeah. Who the hell's that? Is that Warner cackling in the background?
Your voice identification talent is uncanny.
Oh, man.
Kyle Werner.
Oh, man.
The Hound and Bruce.
Know that laugh anywhere.
Hey, hey.
Just when you thought it was safe to pick up the phone.
Oh, hey, hey.
See, you got a chain to the radiator there or what?
No, but Warner's done the, he blew off the smokes also.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? How long has it been, Warner?
He did the patch. 5 weeks? 6 weeks?
7 a mile.
Wow.
What does he look like?
Congratulations.
He's looking good. He's got the beard.
Uh-huh. Sometimes people look weird when they quit smoking.
No, he doesn't look weird when he quit smoking.
Mm. I think I've been looking weird lately.
Yeah, you look weird, man.
I got to sneak up on the mirror even more so than usual these days. So what is the vibe?
Tell vibe.
Tell the folks you're in Nashville.
I'm in Nash, Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I'm down here doing some schmoozing, some sort of record biz evangelizing for myself and my projects.
Yes.
You know, I'm looking for the guy with some ink in his pen.
Mm-hmm.
That's bolder than many of the meek souls.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And, you know.
Be fruitful and multiply, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. With the green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been having a good time. Been looking at a lot of amps, you know,
mm-hmm.
big amps, handmade amps,
mm-hmm.
hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
What was your joke? I think you could tell that joke.
Is that on the radio?
Yeah, you could tell the joke.
About the Polish guy?
You could tell that joke.
Should I tell it?
Yeah, you should tell it. Come on over here. We don't have a wireless phone.
Warner's going to tell us a joke.
He's sorting out his bill.
That's a joke, folks.
Mm-hmm. Joke phone?
We got a joke. The joke.
Okay.
Just queuing up my laugh track here is what I'm doing.
Okay, here you go.
FCC observers, take note. Warner telling us a joke.
I'll be back.
Okay.
No, Warner is FCC wise.
Good.
We've gone through a lot of jokes to find the one that could possibly be told on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here you go.
Yo, dude.
Hello, Warner.
What's up, man?
You're happening.
I don't know about that. I'm trying to be, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm fighting with the bills here.
You don't have to try.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. So the school says I can tell this joke, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, you guys say this is an astronaut joke, man. It's got the American, the Russian, and the Polish astronaut in it. Will this joke work?
Go ahead, man.
All right, man.
Fire away and fall back.
The three astronauts are sitting around talking, and the first astronaut, the Russian astronaut, and he says, you know, we were the first people in space. So then the American astronaut says, well, we were the first people to go to the moon. So the Polish astronaut says, well, we're going to go to the sun. The American and the Russian astronaut break out laughing, saying, you're going to go to the sun? You can't do that. The Polish astronaut comes back and says, yeah, we can. We're going at night. Here's the scope by.
Did you guys like it?
That was quite a joke.
I loved it. Warner and Lou Whitney.
Yeah,
the Vibe Report Joke Hall of Fame.
That's good.
That's a very good one.
We're going at night.
Going at night. Bruce just got it.
That's
the delivery, you know?
Where's Den?
I don't know. Den's a Chucky.
Yeah, he does.
Looking out for, going looking for girls to beat up.
Den's been expelled. Mr. Slow. Let's see. So the Vibe Report. Well, it's raining here. Is it raining there?
Raining here. Might as well be.
Raining. We were watching a lot of slippery football on TV.
Uh-huh. People get hurt.
People getting hurt on the grass or on the carpet. The hound knows all about it.
Owie.
Did you ever play football on the carpet, huh?
Once, yeah. Horrible.
That's concrete under there, folks. Don't kid yourselves. That's concrete.
It's bad enough if you're in the marching band.
Yeah.
Let alone getting thrown on the ground and getting jumped on. So you guys, have you been hawking my gig?
We're hawking it.
Like
we're
crazy.
Hawking it.
Cool.
Heaviosity. That's the watchword today.
Heaviosity.
Mm-hmm.
Did the posters go up? Do you know? The
posters are everywhere, all over town.
All right, John Havorka, thanks a lot.
He's a thorough man.
Well, let's plug it one more time. Roscoe's Gang, Go to Blazes, Greg Trooper and the Flatirons, Havorka, and the Del Fuego's Wednesday, CBGB. And what time is Roscoe going on? Is
Roscoe goes on, and you know that Roscoe is prompt. The only reason I did this gig is that if only way I could play CBGBs is if I booked every band and ran the whole thing myself.
That is the only way to play that.
So Roscoe's Gang will be on somewhere in between 11:15 and 11:30.
Excellent.
Very
timing.
Very happy on Wednesday night.
Yeah, because we are prompt, you know. That's the one bit of respect we pay to ourselves and the suits.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we'll be there. We'll be doing it. Then I'm going to go back into retirement for a little while and, you know, just doing the yelling at other people, telling them to get it right thing.
Uh-huh.
Better known as record producing.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else going on this week?
Well, you know, let's see. There's the... what is going on?
There's Gogorama Friday night.
Gogorama?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
We're not allowed to mention it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you heard it here, you can't go.
Right.
Aha. All right.
Okay.
And there is, I don't know, I got a list of stuff. What is going on? Tonight is the Real Kids, of course. Next week we're going to have Sonny Burgess on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
We're playing with Sonny Burgess. We're not backing him up, fortunately. We're playing with Sonny Burgess and Maxwell's on Saturday. So I guess there's a reason to stay drunk for 4 days.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Sonny Burgess, he's good.
He's amazing.
Great.
He's amazing.
He's a barn burner.
Yeah, it's like
the... He's got his own old guitar, too, right?
The war never ended.
The war never ends. The war never ends. On that note, I may hop off the phone because in the ever-reaching universe and the idea of that it's always happy hour someplace, the sun has come over the yardarm far enough for it to be happy hour in Nash Vegas.
2-for-1.
Nice vibing with you, Roscoe.
There isn't happy hour on Saturday. Oh, man.
You're just going to have to appoint one somewhere.
Yeah, it's the Bible Belt, you know?
Uh-huh. You can buy guns for cheap down there.
Yeah, we can get... What do you want?
Oh, no, nothing.
Okay. All right.
Nice vibing with you.
Oh, it's tremendous vibing with you. You know, this, even though it's been a while, the hound has been on a sabbatical, you know, I was worried that I didn't have the phone number, but I just sort of reached for it, and... You know, after the first three or four numbers, it all came flashing back.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
So,
kind of.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And as the boot heels are clicking across the hardwood, I'm going to bid adieu to the Hound Show and the Hound listeners.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha.
See you Wednesday.
I'll be there.
I hope so.
We're going when it's dark.
Wow, you're going when it's dark.
Going at night, that's it.
Just cracking us up all over the place. How about that Warner, eh?
Oh, boy.
Just when you thought we heard the last of them.
Foghorn, Leghorn, and Leather Pants.
This is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. I'm driving. And we got one queued up here on turntable number one, Flash Terry.
Listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you. You played me down the line, Colette. How I loved you, Colette. You broke a vow, I'm lonely now, Colette. You broke a vow, I'm lonely now, Colette. You broke a vow, I'm lonely now, Colette.
Got rhythm at me. Well, let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
I believe I'll do y'all a favorite song. It goes like this here.
Habibi, Baba, Habibi, Baba, Habibi, Lada, Bum, Bum, Diddly, Diddly, Bum, Bum, Diddly, Lada, Doody, Booty, Old Zorch. Down in Louisiana, in the land of romance, all the Zorch people got a funny new dance. A simple little wiggle with a hop and the beat. It's got all the cats a-jumpin' and a-beatin' their feet. A boogie-woogie rhythm with a touch of bebop, and everybody's calling it the bullfrog hop. First you hold your hands up like a kangaroo, then you bend your knees and hoppy-hop one, two. Now wiggle on your left foot while your right one beats. Now try it on your right foot as your left repeats. Hey, once you get the swing, I know that you can't stop. A wiggle, hop, and beat into the bullfrog hop. A boogie, All the Zorch people got a funny new dance. A simple little wiggle with a hop and a beat. All the cats are jumping and a-beating their feet. A boogie-woogie rhythm with a touch of bebop. And everybody's calling it the bullfrog hop. First you hold your hands up like a kangaroo. Then you bend your knees and hoppy-hop one, two. Now wiggle on your left foot while your right one beats. Now try it on your right foot as your left repeats. Hey, once you get the swing, I know that you can't stop. A wiggle, hop, and beat into the bullfrog hop. It's a hot one, I'm telling you.
This here.
Whoops.
Forgot to change the cart.
This here's, meanwhile, back in the States.
This here's a hound. Oh, hound here, WFMU East Orange.
God, it was going letter perfect up till then, man.
It was. I knew it'd blow it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Nervous Norvis with, you know what the name of Nervous is? Nervous's band was credited as on that particular record? The Smog Rollers.
The Smog Rollers?
Red Blanchard and the Smog Rollers,
and
actually.
Smog Rollers.
Quite a piece of work, huh?
No kidding.
The Knight Riders did Looking for My Baby. Dale Hawkins, I Want to Love You. Roy Buchanan on that one. Garland Davis did Betty Joe, and there's a really good version of Doug Somm, an unreleased version of Doug Somm doing that song on the, play it next week maybe. It's on this, Best of the Atlantic Years compact disc. Billy Fury did Colette, and Flash Terry, She's My Baby, opened it up.
As meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, better late than never. We're back in the States, in case you were wondering. Anyways, got a couple of little
more good news.
Well, there's so much good news, I keep losing it.
Have you heard the good news?
Yeah. Oh, a guy held up a Circle K store in Waco, Texas, and lost money.
Uh-huh.
A man held up a Circle K store in Waco, Texas, on November 29th. It's like a year old. We're just finding out about it. First, by diverting the clerk's attention by putting a $20 bill on the counter and asking for change. And the robber pulled a gun, demanded the entire contents of the cash register, which was like $15, and he fled, leaving the $20 bill on the counter. Oops, he lost $5 on that.
A little something in the debit column there.
Get it right next time.
You never get the checkbook up balance.
Yeah.
Oh, here, I guess more idiots in the news.
But no, how could there be?
Idiot would-be felons in the news. Two armed men who apparently planned to rob a bank got a surprise when they tried to storm through the door. The door was locked. They hit it really hard and bounced back, bank manager Dwight Smith said Wednesday. It scared the hell out of me. They were having a bad day, too. The incident began about 8 a.m., the incident. Tuesday, when two men wearing bandanas over their faces ran towards the First American Bank branch. First American Bank? Oh, yeah, this is in Annandale, Virginia. Hometown. With handguns pointed in the air, a witness told police. Smith, who was the first employee to arrive at work, just walked through the door, which locked automatically behind him. Quote, the first man reached the door at full speed and was knocked back as he hit the locked door, said the police officer on the scene. The second man, who was following closely behind the first, ran into the first man as he bounced off the door, knocking him back into the door. The men staggered back to their van behind the bank, but it wouldn't start. When they finally got it going, it sputtered slowly out of the parking lot and down the street. Police were still looking for the suspects Wednesday. Ooh, one break.
I guess police weren't too much brighter than them.
They found the van abandoned several blocks away. It had been reported stolen Sunday in nearby Arlington County. Nearby and scenic, I would add.
And now Bruce is a suspect.
Yeah.
Well,
I got an alibi. I can't drive.
We got a theme set up next.
Oh, yeah.
This is a theme set. See if you can figure it out.
Can't we pretend that I made this one up?
Okay, we feel like this is Bruce's idea for a theme set.
No.
But, and see if you can figure out what these records all have in common, and it's not the scratchiness of them. I was so proud of myself that I got an original 45 in, like, really good shape for this next one, but it was one of those ones that was pressed on garbage, so the CD does sound better, but there's no CD of it, so we're stuck with this scratchy 45, folks.
Following that one,
Jimmy and Johnny looking for their doorknob.
My baby's gone. My baby's gone. She's gone.
picture stereo, slave blast, and blow that mother out in the next room.
I come a hero, Ryan, I shall be both lady on my bended knee. I come a hero, Ryan, I shall be both baby, what's wrong with me? I'm a memo miss, and all of your sweet kissing is plain to see.
This is a hit!
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
In order to truly appreciate the what the theme exactly of that set was, I'll have to read them from front to back. Yep. You ready? Theme one. The theme was they were all different.
No. Okay. I'm ready.
This is Bruce's theme here. Jimmy and Johnny, I can't find the doorknob. Johnny and Joe, my baby's gone on. Johnny and Joni, Kiro, Ryan, Joe and Ann. Where'd Ann come from? G-Baby. And Johnny and Jack, Camel Walk Stroll.
Johnny and Jack was actually Homer and Jethro under a different name, wasn't it?
No. Oh. It was actually Johnny and Jack under a different name.
So, Hound, I'm no expert in this field, but I'd say that wasn't so much a theme set as it was sort of a cry for help.
Right. I've been doing this show for a long time, and I'm fresh out of ideas. I'm just utterly brain dead. It happens at my age.
You remember when, like, the outer space, the hillbillies in outer space thing seemed novel?
Yeah. Now they're doing it on every station.
That's so true. K-Rock.
Drive across the country, that's all you hear. Hillbillies in outer space.
A weekend long, hillbilly in outer space, classic rock.
Blues, snuff hangover. Every station's doing that now.
Turnover.
Now here I am.
Apocalypso
not getting
sets.
Paid anything.
Oh, man.
The apocalypse. Well, there's entire Apocalypso stations in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we talk anymore, we're not going to fit in all the good music that we want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well just go right back into it with Ray Moss, Wiggle Walkin' Baby.
Won't you? One time.
Well, I got a woman, she's long and tall. She weighs 125 pounds. Oh, she got a real crazy figure. A little bitty feet, but she's my wiggle walking baby. And she talks to sweet, the sweet daddy. Ooh, sweet daddy. Yeah, 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 sweet daddy. Better walk with me. Well, I took my baby to a jive and dance. She grabbed me by the hand and said, let's take a chance. The band's ready to rock it, and then the groove. You my wiggle walking baby, wanna walk with you.
Children, I thought you liked snappy music.
I've told you once.
Tonk on a Friday night, Saturday comes, I'm just right, let's go. Go, 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 that. Go! Them true, never leave them sad and blue, lad, to go. No, go, go, that's me. Wheel a honky tonk on a Friday night, Saturday comes, I'm just right, lad, to go.
Psycho.
Miss James left this morning while I lay fast asleep. When I found out that she was gonna jump up on my feet. Look out, Miss James. Look out, Miss James. Look out, Miss James. Look out, I'm on your trail. Well, I looked for my shoes, but my shoes wasn't there. I went to the cupboard for a piece of bread, and the doggone cupboard was there. Look out, Miss James. Look out, Miss James. Look out, Miss James. Look out, I'm on your trail. Then I got good and mad. And man, this ain't no job. Miss Jones was running to the top of the hill. She was doing about 45. Run on, Miss James. Run on, Miss James. Run on, Miss James, run on, I'm on your trail. Run on, Miss James. When I caught Miss James, she fell to her knees. She didn't know what to do. I caught you, Miss James. Done caught you, Miss James. Ate up my bread, now I'm gonna whip your head. Run on, Miss James. 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 Run on.
Hi, everybody.
this is Richie Valens. I will be on the Winter Dance Party coming your way very shortly. I will be having a ball singing for you, and I hope to see you all real soon. By the way, hope you have been hearing a lot of my latest Delphi release, La Bamba and Donna.
You slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough. Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
The young dove's calling, but I can't fly high. The young dove's calling, but I can't fly high. Listen, young dove, don't you cry. I'm gonna pull down the satellite from the sky. The young dove's calling, but I can't fly. The young dove's calling, but I can't fly. The young dove's calling, but I can't fly. I never saw a man in this world who could fly. I only
heard of one that ever did try. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. Listen, young dove, throw me a star, and then I'll know right where you are. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. Listen, young dove, don't you cry. I'm gonna pull down a satellite from the sky. To you I'll fly. To you I'll fly. To you I'll fly. To you I'll fly. To you I'll fly.
This, if anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Until I say to stop. You hear me?
I see.
baby, don't you know? Every end. I say, baby, don't you know?
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Take one. Okay. Take one. When do I come in here? Any particular time? Don't you think it's about time for me, boys? I'm all set now. Any I can come in just about any place. You name it. I sing, you know, and I came all the way down. I'm Eddie. There is. You did leave a part in here for me. No, you didn't. Well, this is a weird session, man. Oh well, I never did like the song anyway.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here, what's generally regarded as the best part of the show, the long set at the end when Bruce falls asleep and my brain goes
pleasant
dead.
Dreams.
Steve Stevens' weird session. Link Ray.
The guy from Billy Idol's band.
I believe so. Yeah. Link Ray did Marianne. Pee Wee Creighton, Tie It Down. The Couplings, Young Doves Calling, Johnny Brooks, Pig Latin. You slept with that one. That was a good one.
Too bad.
Richie Valens with an outtake of Cry, Cry, Cry. Richard Berry did Look Out, Miss James. Floyd Mack, I'd Like to Go. Wilbur Harrison, Don't Wreck My Life, if you will. Ray Moss, Wiggle Walkin' Baby, opened it right up. The Lord, the Crick. See you next week. Wild Girl is up next. Thank you, Will Bridge, for coming down.
My pleasure.
Thank
man.
Brian Arenica for the bang-up job you did in the news.
Bang up.
Miss Sally would like to say she wanted to be here, but
She couldn't.
She couldn't just... The digital echo thing, that's what really...
Yeah, she had to put her foot down.
Swung her the other way. Hopefully she'll be here next week. Mm-hmm. All right, WFMU, East Orange. Ended up here with Reverend Utah Smith. ¶¶
feet on the street, one on the land. Want him to live ever.
I really just don't know. I'm afraid even I really just don't know. I have to tell you that... Thank you. I don't know.